Tex Williams. I don't want you to feel bad because there wasn't a part for you in our story. We fixed it that way purposely. We wanted to get a real drama for you. One that would do justice to your dramatic gift. And we got it, too. And we're going to present it right now. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Okay, Bob Green, set the scene.
The railroad station at Albuquerque. A cross-continent train has stopped. Two well-dressed, prosperous businessmen get off and stroll along the platform, noting Indians there selling handmade sterling silver jewelry. The first well-dressed, prosperous businessman says to the second well-dressed, prosperous businessman,
"Hey, Tex."
"Yeah, boy?"
"You see that Indian there? He has the most remarkable memory in the world."
"Is that so?"
"Yeah. You can ask him what he had for breakfast any morning of his life, and he can tell you exactly."
"Well, well."
"Wait, I'll show you. Chief, we'd like to ask you a question."
"Ugh."
"Would you be good enough to tell us what you ate for breakfast the morning of June the 8th, 1904?
"Had him egg."
"Tex, he did it. He remembers he had an egg. Now, ain't that remarkable?"
"Extraordinary. Stupendous."
It is now 10 years later, but the scene is the same, except that only one well-dressed, prosperous businessman gets off the train and strolls along the platform.
"You know, I think that Foy Willing was fooling me 10 years ago. Been bothering me ever since. Why, maybe that Indian's memory ain't remarkable at all. Maybe he has eggs for breakfast every morning. There he is now. I'm going to ask him." "How, Chief?"
"Scramble!"
"No more of them dramas for me, boy. Just let me sing. That's all I want to do, sing. Now, have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin, and they taste like gingerbread.
Whoa, 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 me. Oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me, too?
Now, sell my horse and saddle, and drive, and I'll resign. If only Miss Molly would say that she'll be mine.
Whoa, 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 me. Oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me, too?
Now when Miss Molly's smiling, the sun is dim as fell. But when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell.
Whoa, 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 me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Now look here, Miss Molly, I told you this before, but even though I told you so, I'm going to tell you just once more.
Oh, 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 me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
This is the moment when the writers of the Purple Sage present a song they believe carries on the spirit and the traditions of good Western music. Their choice today is On the Old Spanish Trail.
Let me tell you a tale of the old Spanish trail. She and I used to ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Desert stars high above seem to say fall in love. So we talk of a June honeymoon on the old Spanish trail. One night I was passing the cantina. That night, she was in somebody else's arms. Have I seen her since then? Only now and again. When together they ride side by side down the old Spanish trail. Pardon me if I sigh. Ay, 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 ay.
Well, that's about it for this time, friends. Thanks for coming over, Tex Williams. You're a swell singer, an actor par excellence, and a great guy. Our thanks also to Ruth Parrott and Herb Butterfield for their help in telling our story. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Scotty Harrell, and Johnny Paul, the riders of the Purple Sage, saying so long and good luck to all of you.